With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says despite the hardships due to the war with Iran, he does believe that it's going to be something that pays off for the country.
But in the long run, it is to our great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. He says he prays for those who've been injured and mourns for lives that have been lost. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says the U.S. war against Iran has temporarily disrupted the U.S. and global economies.
Everyone to decide themselves. Do you think that the short-term pain is worth the long-term gain? And, you know, that's for everyone to make their own decision, but I think we're going to see a resumption of the booming Trump economy.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. There are reports that there could be more changes in the Trump administration.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. South Carolina smothers UConn to advance to the NCAA women's title game. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Tania Latson scored 16, and I got McKeer added 14 points. And South Carolina played stilting defense to beat UConn 62-48 Friday night, ending the Huskies' 54-game winning streak and advancing to the women's NCAA tournament championship game. The Gamecocks have now reached the NCAA championship game for four of the last five seasons, including the past three. They'll be looking to win a fourth national title Sunday when they face UCLA, capping off another March Madness. I'm Bernie Bennett.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there's a new snapshot out of religious radio in this country.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over the persecution of Christian believers in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lucas says Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers. This is SRN News. Hiya Panjabi reports on a Michigan Easter tradition.
The annual marshmallow drop is hosted by Wayne County Parks. This year's event took place 2 hours apart in Trenton and Westland, Michigan. Hundreds of people cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger unloaded the treats out of a sack and onto the grass below. David Alexander was in Westland with his two kids, 7 and 10 years old.
It was cool. It was a little wild. It was cool, though. It was fun, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the helicopter drop the do that little thingy-thingy. It was cool.
At each location, the helicopter made three passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The White House is touting the March jobs report. It showed the economy added 178,000 new jobs in March, nearly triple the number most economists had been predicting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.